Hello and welcome to Bat Week. Bat Week is an international and annually celebrated event to recognize the need for bat conservation because of their vital role in our ecosystems worldwide. So, in celebration of Bat Week, I will be posting an episode each day of the week dedicated to a specific bat topic to help inform you. Stay tuned this week for some pretty awesome content. To start off, we're going to have a little bit of a Dora moment, if you don't mind, because I'd like to ask you what you think about bats. Now, I know I can't hear your answers, but if you happen to think that they're creatures of the night hanging out with vampires, searching for their next victims, or you think that they're dirty, disgusting, and dangerous, or perhaps you think they are just blind flying rats, we have a lot of work to do this week. To clear some things up, bats and vampires are not buddies. But that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it be? You see, there are vampire bat species, but there are only 3 species out of the more than 1,300 species of bats worldwide. Meaning, the likelihood of you seeing one is relatively slim. Plus, vampire bats don't prefer to drink human blood. They would choose cattle and livestock blood over yours any day. Secondly, they're not dirty and disgusting. Bats are actually quite particular about their personal hygiene. And before you say to me, but they have rabies and they'll give you diseases as soon as one touches you, that's false too. Like most mammals, they can contract rabies, but it's rare that they do. When they do get rabies, they will show symptoms and often die following the presentation of the symptoms. Things to look for are being awake and about during the day and being in places that they aren't normally found, like laying in your lawn. So you would likely know if a bat had rabies based on their behavior. The virus is transmitted by bite, though, so if you find a bat in your home, please make sure you call the health department and your doctor because their teeth are tiny and you may be unaware of a bite. Moral of the story is, if you see a bat lying down on your lawn, please don't grab them because you are scary to them and they may bite in an act of self-defense. If you find one inside, call the health department and they will walk you through your next steps. Now, I'm not saying all of this to make you feel afraid of bats, but rather to inform you of what could happen so you feel well prepared. Bats are not out to hurt you or to get stuck in your hair. They're highly intelligent and highly evolved creatures who deserve appreciation every day. Now, third on the list of misconceptions about bats is that they're flying rats, which they absolutely are not. Bats are not rodents. They are mammals in the family Chiroptera, which means handwing. And they are the only true flying mammals, and they're more closely related to horses than rats. Oh, and they're not blind. Many of them have better eyesight in the dark than we do. They do use echolocation to find their prey, but they're certainly not blind. More on that echolocation later this week, by the way. So, anyways, I hope I've cleared some things up about bats for you. Unfortunately, we humans have developed these negative views that come from the way they've been portrayed in the media. So this week, I'm here to debunk all of those myths so we can truly appreciate bats. Tune in this week to hear some amazing things about bats. Until next time, you guys.